USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, they're destroying our country. As the gentleman said, the violence in his country. Well, we're bringing the violence to our country.
Former President Donald Trump speaking there on Fox News. The former president also saying that Biden ruined the most secure border ever. And regarding the people coming into our country,
many of the people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers.
The Supreme Court will consider reinstating the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber. The High Court reviewing a lower court ruling that throughout the death sentence, the appeal was filed by the Trump administration last year. This is USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Democrats are pushing for Washington, D.C. to be the 51st state. In a House hearing, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says district residents are still not free as they remain disenfranchised by Congress. Ranking Republican member James Comer of Kentucky is no fan of D.C. becoming a state.
D.C. statehood is a key part of the radical leftist agenda to reshape America, along with the Green New Deal, defunding the police, and packing the U.S. Supreme Court.
At least 30 groups are banding together to stop big tech from tracking individual user data for targeted advertising. The broad coalition is calling for a ban on the practice they term surveillance advertising. The leader of the group saying tech giants are exploiting us and selling us to advertisers. The coalition is focusing on ending the practice before proposing solutions for a post-surveillance advertising internet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Election results are in from a Louisiana congressional seat.
Louisiana Republican Julia Letlow won a special election Saturday to fill the seat won by her now late husband, who died in December from COVID. Letlow on Fox News.
The backbone of the 5th District is agriculture and that rural way of life. And so I want to represent our farmers, ranchers, and loggers and make sure that they have what they need. You know, we have the longest stretch of the Mississippi River that runs through this district in the country. And so there's a ton of opportunity for jobs and small businesses. And so I just want to be an advocate for this rural way of life that I've grown to love.
Representative Letlow took 62% of the vote in a 12-way race. The commanding victory will avoid a runoff. Her election brings the number of Republican women in Congress to 31. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Donald Trump is slamming President Biden for waiting the longest of any new president to hold a press conference. Trump saying he's watched some interviews involving the Biden administration and most of the questions have been softballs.
It's a whole different set of questions. It's ridiculous, the questions that are asked. You know, what did you have for dinner? What kind of ice cream do you have?
The former president also telling Fox News the United States has lost its prestige on the world stage.
When China looks at woke and they see the biggest problem we have is Dr. Seuss, they laugh at us. They think we're so, they think our country is stupid.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.